5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hey everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, VP of Content and Engaged Learning at WorkInSports.com, and this is another special edition of the Work in Sports podcast. For the last month and a half, we've gone to 3 episodes a week so that we can keep supplying you with the most up-to-date, industry-relevant information and guidance during this very, very strange time. We've added a ton of new listeners, so thanks to all of you for either tuning in for the first time or continually listening. I appreciate every one of you. If you are a new listener, I want you to know that all of our content is evergreen, meaning every single episode, and I think this is like 265, every single episode is just as relevant today as it was the day we posted it. Because the information is career advice focused. We're not talking about who won last night's game or predicting who's going to win the college football championship. So if you go back through our archives and see that I interviewed super agent Nicole Lynn or Lee Steinberg or Jack Mills or James Kimball from the UFC or Carol Walker from the Boston Celtics or any of our other incredible guests, know this. We don't talk about last night's game or specific plays or events tied to that moment in time. We talk about their career, how they got where they are, and what guidance they have for you in our audience. So go back, listen to any of our episodes, and you'll get incredible sports career advice. Also, if you're a new listener, we do have a private Facebook group. You can search for that on Facebook under the Work in Sports podcast. And in that group is a couple thousand people who are all trying to make their way in the sports industry or are in the sports industry. And we're all sharing advice or problems we're facing or giving each other pats on the back when good things happen. It's a really nice, supportive group. And I suggest all of you become a part of it. All you have to do is go to that group. There's a couple questions that I ask just to make sure that you're a real person and not a robot or not somebody that's going to come in and spam the group. So please just answer those questions and we'll get it moving. All right. Last note before I get into today's episode. On Wednesday, this past Wednesday, I interviewed Leah Clayton, who is the director of marketing for the athletic department at Lenoir Rhyne. Many of you have asked me to interview people in smaller athletic departments where people get started or to get someone earlier in their career. Now, I do a lot of that. There's a lot of people we've interviewed that are starting out in their career, but we wanted to do it again. So Leah is both of those. She's just a few years into her sports career, and she's really making her mark at Lenoir Rhyne. She's also wildly charismatic, and I had a really good time interviewing her, like a really good time. She's smart and funny. Plus, she called me out for mispronouncing her alma mater, which I loved. I absolutely love it when someone is confident enough to kind of call me out. Like I said it, and right in the moment, she's like, whoa. What did you just say? I just started laughing. It was hilarious. Okay. So what are we going to talk about today? This question from Ben in Washington stood out to me, and I think it's really important right now in the time that we're living. Hey, Brian, love the podcast. I'm a pretty new listener, but I've gone back and listened to 5 of your previous episodes so far and have really enjoyed the content. My favorite so far was Celia Busa from ESPN Next. You and her had a really strong rapport, and I loved that chemistry. Your interview style really works for me. Thanks, Ben. Now to my question. I'm a college senior, so my world has been turned a bit upside down. Every plan that I had has kind of been blown up. I will ask, though, for the last decade, we've had pretty low unemployment numbers. People were getting jobs. They were graduating and getting hired. Well, now unemployment is looking like it's going to go through the roof. You've lived through this more than any of us. What is it really like when unemployment is high? Ben, great question. Welcome to the community. Thanks for listening. All that. Celia is one of my favorites, too. Really, really love talking to her. Glad you enjoyed that one. And yes, I am old enough to remember when unemployment was high. Thank you for reminding me. I'm also old enough to remember how scary it was with the financial crash of 2007, 2008. I'm old enough to remember 9/11 and the fears that came out of that. I was working at CNN during 9/11. That was really scary. But rather than focus on what it was like to live through those moments, let's focus on your question of what the job market is like during times of high unemployment. Okay, so I got like 6 things that are going to happen that you all have to prepare for. And they're not in a really great order. They were just the things that came to mind. So if I go a little bit all over the place, just work with me and get the information out of this. Okay, number one, employers get really, really frustrated during times of high unemployment. Why? Well, because they have roles to fill. They do. But because unemployment is so high, they get more and more unqualified people applying for their jobs, hoping that they'll get lucky. So they have a lot more to filter through to try to find those right people. So think about this. During times of low unemployment, they might get, I don't know, just throw numbers at it, 200 applicants for a job. And that's a process they have to go through to find the right people. Well, now, like, when unemployment gets really high, just everyone is applying for their jobs. It's madness. And that can be really frustrating for the employers, because it's harder for them to find the right people when they're going through a lot of the wasted chaff of people who don't have any qualifications, but are just like, maybe this will be my moment. You know, like people taking a stab in the dark and thinking, oh man, maybe I'll get hired by the Philadelphia Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys or the Washington Nationals. It would be great. You know, just giving it a shot. And that's hard because the employers are trying to hire the best people, not just somebody who's taking a shot in the dark and see what happens. But they get a lot of that during high unemployment times. So that leads me into my next point. Number two, finding the right match gets a little harder for them. The employers deal with a lot of noise, and they're looking for ways to cut through the noise, which means teams, leagues, employers throughout the sports industry rely on two things. They rely on sites like ours, workinsports.com, and applicant tracking systems. So at I'll explain these both. At workinsports.com, we have tools for employers to filter through our database of resumes, find the right matches for their openings based on what they need for the job, and then invite people to apply so they can be more proactive rather than just reacting to everybody that comes into their, that applies through their online portal or whatever and just getting 1,000 people. Well, in our system, they can be a little bit more proactive and actually seek out people that fit the job. We give them matching technology. We give them the ability to one-click easy apply and to invite other people to get involved that they think are a match. And they come to us. They look for us for our help. Also, because our user base is a premium subscription, so people do pay for access to our tools, for our education resources, for our job board, for our access to all the jobs, well, that almost acts as a pre-qualifier. Right. So free job board, somebody goes and looks at a job out there and they didn't have to pay for anything. There's no way, there's no loss for them. There's no hard thing to hurdle over. Right. There's no barrier to entry is probably a better way to put it. It would make more sense. So they just start applying. They go to Indeed and they see a job and they just apply and they're like, what the heck? I'll give it a shot. You know, right. So there's a lot of junk that comes in, which gets to my first point. Well, on our site, because there is a bit of a barrier, because our membership is a cost, and because the only people that would pay that cost are people that are really serious about working in the sports industry, well, the employers really like our members. It's a good time to be a working sports member because they know they're qualified. They know they're sports passionate, or else they wouldn't be there. And then they get access to our database and they're able to look through and find those people that are right matches. So it's really beneficial during these times. So it's a huge benefit to you to push this all forward, to post your resume on our site and become a member. Okay, but I'm not sales pitching here. I'm giving real advice. They also, employers rely on their applicant tracking systems to manage their hiring process more than ever. Now, they always use these anyway, but in these times when they're going to get a lot of people applying for their jobs and a lot of people coming from all directions and all places all around the country looking for their opportunities, because people do gravitate to sports during times of unemployment, they really rely on these to cut through the noise, which gets me to my next point, number three. This means you have to make your resume fantastic. Everyone right now should be very resume focused. It must highlight your skills. It must be market ready, meaning you know what is in demand for the marketplace. It has to be a really easy readable format by applicant tracking systems, right? You don't want to have a ton of formatting parts of it. You want it to be easily read by the applicant tracking systems, and we have data on that as well. So let's get really specific here. When you are applying for a specific job, let's say you see a marketing coordinator job with the Texas Rangers and you want to apply for that job, well, then you make sure your resume is really catered to that job. Make sure you are highlighting your specific skills that are important for that role and giving them the proper weight on your resume. You know, don't bury them, highlight them, make sure they're really emphasized, because again, you're looking at the job description, you're seeing what they want you to have in this role. Make sure your resume fits it. That's how employers will find you. They are going to use their applicant tracking system to say, hey, I need somebody with these 10 skills. You better make sure you're labeling those skills on your resume and making sure that they're easy to find and for the applicant tracking system to discover. That's how the employers will find you. Trust me, they are doing keyword searches on resumes, trying to find the perfect match for their roles. Now, when you place your resume on a site like ours, which isn't tied to a specific role at this point, it has to be the best base version of your resume. And what I mean by that is think of it like an NFL defense, right? They all have their base defense. They all have their defense that they practice day in, day out, all year. It's their go-to. But for each game, they make adjustments. They change to a dime package more often. They change to a nickel package more often. They change their front seven alignment. Whatever it may be, they move things around. And that's what I'm talking about here. You need to have a really good base defense. That's your resume. But then you're going to submit to a site like ours. But you also need to have those variable versions that work for certain situations. That's your game plan stuff, right? Your week in, week out, or job you apply for type game plan. So again, to give this as much detail as I can, do some research, right? So this is for your base resume. Do some research. If you want to work in marketing, look at 20 marketing jobs. Find out what skills are in high demand and make sure you highlight as many of them as you can on your resume. The difference here is between your resume for your base resume versus your specific job resume is, let's use an example. If you're applying for a job, a specific job with the Baltimore Ravens in email marketing, okay? You need to put more and more details regarding skills and experience you have in email marketing. You need to go deeper, right? That's what you need to do. But if you're putting a base resume on our site or on file somewhere, you need to mention your email marketing skills, but you may not go into as much depth because you also need to mention you've done X, Y, and Z, plus, you know, Photoshop, Final Cut Pro, and the latest CMS, and like all these other things you want to mention, those top 20 marketing skills that you saw on your marketing job research. So your base resume is going to be a little bit broader reaching, and then your specific resume is going to go greater in depth into that specific job. Okay, you see the difference? Now here again, you put your base resume on a site like workinsports.com, you're going to come up in a lot of keyword searches. So if they're searching for somebody with email marketing and video editing experience and Photoshop and this and that, and you know, you've done brochures or billboards or whatever, I don't know, I'm just listing things off the top of my head. You want to make sure they're all mentioned in there. Any of those opportunities you'll start to become a match for. Okay. Hope you see the difference there between your base resume and your game plan resume or your specific role resume. If you don't, ask me questions. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'll give you more clarity. Okay, number four, you have to remember that the employers have leverage. In a market where unemployment is low, sometimes employers have to hire someone with potential, or maybe they just barely have enough skills. When unemployment is high, they can choose the best of the best for their roles. So how does this impact you? Well, only apply for jobs you are a really good match for. Not only will you save yourself the heartache of email autoresponders saying, well, we've decided to go in a different direction, but thanks for your application. But you'll also prevent yourself from getting labeled as desperate. Employers track who applies for their jobs. And if you're popping up all the time, they will label you in a desperate manner. And this can really hurt you in negotiations, in their overall interest in you, and how seriously they take you. So stay focused. I know it's hard when you are unemployed or you don't have a job yet and you're graduating college and your bills are starting to come in and you're just like, all right, okay, I guess I'll give this one a try. I'll give that one a try or whatever. But I'm telling you, stay focused on the jobs you are highly qualified. And if you're finding you aren't highly qualified for enough jobs, well, then you have to get back to work learning the skills you need. Because in this time of high unemployment, which is what we're heading into, you're not going to stand out if you don't have the right skill sets. The employers have the leverage. They're going to pick the absolute best people who match their jobs to the best degree. Now, the other thing I would add to that, too, is that it is expensive for an employer to relocate people, right? Especially entry-level jobs. It does not happen all that often. So my advice to you too, again, and understand the employers have the leverage, is that stay within your geographical area, okay? Or somewhere you're willing to relocate on your own. Now, if you're living in, the East Coast, you're in South Carolina, and you see a job available in LA, unless you can make the move yourself, and make, unless you can make that move yourself, don't expect that you're going to get relocation money at this point. Okay. Higher level jobs, mid-level, high level, executive level. Sure. That still happens. But in this time and era, a job in LA is going to be looking for people around LA because it's easier for them to get them in and hire them and get them up to speed quickly. And if you are in South Carolina, that's just a variable that they don't need to take on right now. You don't have that leverage right now. Now, if you make it clear, like if you make it clear in your cover letter, you make it clear in your resume somehow that you are willing to relocate yourself, then maybe that can help. But my advice right now is to say, stay as close to your geographic area as you can. Look to the largest cities around you or areas that you can relocate to with great ease that won't look like a red flag on your resume. Like if I'm hiring right now in Seattle and I see somebody's resume come in and it says their address is Florida, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stay closer to home right now because I know there's enough people that I can bring in and get started faster. So employers have the leverage. Remember that. Number five, this is a common mistake. People think I'll apply to jobs that are beneath me and they'll definitely hire me because I'm overqualified. I've like totally got these skills. That doesn't work. Employers don't really like to hire overqualified people. So if you were a manager somewhere and now you're applying for an entry level role, a coordinator role, don't go thinking this is a slam dunk because it's not. Employers actually see that as a red flag. They know you'll be frustrated in the role because it's beneath you. You'll be looking to leave the first chance you get, or you'll be expecting a promotion within the first like 60 to 90 days. They know you may not be coachable or willing to listen to the person who is managing you, who you think you may be superior to, or that you might not be willing to be a day-to-day tactical executor, or that you will undermine their authority by second-guessing them. You look like a headache waiting to happen. Stay in your lane to the best you can. It doesn't make sense to go low unless times get really tough. And then we all need to make adjustments. Okay, I'm not going to be naive here and say, you know, you have to hold out for your top level job and top level salary and not compromise. I'm just saying, don't think that's the easy way out of unemployment is to apply for jobs below you. Number six, and this is the most important thing that I remember from dealing with high unemployment times. Okay, the main thing to remember, even during times of high unemployment, the best people still get jobs. If you are listening to this podcast and you're putting the advice you are given into action, you have interned with a focus on experience and relationships. You have networked. You have researched the industry. You know how you fit. You've got your portfolio looking great. You've mastered your skills of interviewing. You're all these things that you are doing and you have the skill set, you will find work. Trust me. Stay the course. Understand that it might take a little bit longer, that it might be a little bit nerve-wracking, that it might be hard to read the news every day and understand what's going on out there and know that this is going to impact you. But good people get hired during all markets because sports, and I'm telling you, I've done this research many, many times before, and I'm not the only one. During the last recession, The Economist wrote a long article saying it is our understanding of the way the sports world works is that it handles a recession better than other industries because people seek out ways of entertaining themselves. Now, is this different? Are we going to see a bit of a upheaval and change in the way that sports operate because they're mass communal events and we're having a social distancing issue right now? Yeah, it's going to change. But the events are going to take place, the sales are going to take place, all the things that go around it, the marketing, all of those operations, the scouting, all those things are going to take place. People are going to gravitate towards it. Media rights deals are going to go through the roof. There's going to be more streaming. There's going to be more, all this stuff is going to come back full force. Sports will survive this. You have to get yourself ready for it. Okay? So, all right, everyone, keep your head up and your hands washed. I'll talk to you all on Monday.